This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
No. Chewbacca. Electricity. Magic Toaster.
It's Week Girl!
I have to get something off my chest.
Okay.
I forgot what episode it was until 3 seconds ago.
Okay.
And I went back and I found out.
What is it?
25.
25 is a good number.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Fun.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What is your name?
My name is Frederick J. Flintstone.
Fucking what?
Mm-hmm. That's my legal name.
Oh, okay.
I go by Fred Flintstone.
Okay. I saw you at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. When I have to get my driver's license for my Stonemobile, I have to spell out my full legal name. And it's actually, if I have to spell the whole thing out, it's Frederick Johannesburg Flintstone.
Right. Okay.
A lot of people don't know that's the full Fred Flintstone name.
I picture on your driver's license, it has it has your height and your weight, but then it has like how thick your calluses are on your feet. It also has that on your driver's license. It's like 4 feet or four inches.
Oh God.
The cop's like, let me see your calluses, see? Frederick.
I didn't even think about that with those guys back in the Flintstones. The calluses on their feet.
Permanent moccasins for those motherfuckers.
Like platform shoes calluses.
All the time. Stilettos just out of skin. I don't like that.
I'm Dan Cummins.
Hi, Dan Cummins.
Who are you?
Joe Paisley.
Joe Paisley.
At least I am today.
Okay.
We'll get into how it's been in our neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
A little bit later in the show.
Natural disaster.
If I look like I haven't showered in 3 days, because I haven't.
Right. Power been out.
So the goal, as always, of Is We Dumb, is to be less stupid when we wrap up the show.
Yes.
That's it.
Some good lessons to share today.
Very simple. Mm-hmm. What is it? It's our mission statement?
Yeah, I think so. Don't do some of the things that we do.
Right.
And don't do a lot of the things that we find that other people have done.
Exactly. You can find us online, Facebook and Instagram at Is We Dumb. Thank you to everybody who continues to follow us on the things, because it makes it more fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Watching you guys interact and comment dumb shit is what wakes me up in the morning. I get it in bed and I check them. I'm like, okay.
Yay.
I can go to sleep happy and wake up happy.
New Facebook group. That's exciting.
Oh, yes. Fuck me. Is We Dummies is the name of that.
Very cool.
And that just launched last week, and it's already a beautiful shit show.
Yes.
Inside of there.
So many memes.
So many memes, so many dad jokes, so many personal dumb stories. And
great.
I'm sure a lot of those, we'll be going in there and finding great ones and pulling them into the show before too long.
Cool.
If you have any segment content you want to send in, do that. dumb@iswedumb.com. That's for any of the segments that we do. And if you have a question for us or about anything that's not segment related, info@iswedumb.com. And the links for the videos we watch or anything that's inside to you from internet, just something we feel like you need to see as well. Mm-hmm. That'll be posted up in the episode description. Get the merch. Thank you, everybody who's posting pics. I love seeing it.
Yeah.
The hats and the t-shirts and the most recent release is the Doom-inspired Dumb.
Yep.
And I'm seeing those everywhere.
I saw a cool picture the other day. It was a Time Suck Is We Dumb hybrid.
Okay.
And they went to Point Pleasant, I believe, West Virginia, where Mothman, the legend, started.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I have the name of the town wrong. I'm 99% sure. And there's a statue of Mothman there. Mm-hmm. And then there was the group of three was just a friend. And then the other two were like diehard fans. But this one girl had a dummy hat and a Time Suck shirt. It was super cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. Hey, my good buddy, Robbie Erickson, I saw the Doom Dumb inspired sweatshirt for the first time in real life. When he showed up at my house to watch and wearing it.
That's cool. So that's awesome.
He's just trying to get in my pants. If you have any merch-related questions, email store@badmagicproductions.com. I do have some wonderful news about today's show.
Yeah?
We have a brand new segment.
I'm excited to get into it.
This is probably the highest requested new segment that we've had in a long time. We haven't put it into play yet.
Okay.
But that changes today. And it's called Dumb in the Wild. Official debut, and we'll be getting there in just a second.
Okay.
We also have another installment of Who the What Fuck in the middle of the show today, just looking at the insanity that is the website, or is the internet. God damn it, I did it again.
There's websites on the internet.
All right, when?
It's full of them.
The whole thing's one
the whole
big
thing
fucking
is a,
website.
Is a, it's a variety of websites.
How about that? Let's get the juices flowing.
Okay, let's do it.
Very super most important starting question.
The very super most important starting question.
Sent our way by Dummy Grant.
Okay, Grant.
This one is...
What's Grant have for us?
Very fun to think about.
Okay.
Would you rather fight a chicken to the death every time you get in your car, or fight an orangutan to the death once a year, but you get a sword?
Oh, man. I have a strong tendency on this one.
Okay.
And this is just a weird thing that I think humans do, where we value the lives of some animals much more than the lives of others. Fighting an orangutan to the death makes me sad.
Makes me really sad.
Right? Because I like picture. I've never. Well, I have seen orangutan at zoos.
Right.
But you know, lots of pictures and stuff, and they just seem so intelligent, and they're human like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've had pet chickens before. Now I'm going to be honest.
I had them. Right.
You had them, and they were killed by a raccoon.
I don't have them anymore.
You don't have them anymore. So I'm sorry if this is offensive to you, but yeah. I just don't give a fuck about chickens.
Okay.
It's because I eat them.
Oh!
Like, I don't eat orangutan, but I do eat chickens, and I eat a lot of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I just look at it like, if I had to fight a chicken to death every time, it's like, all right, there's another meal.
Right, it's meal prep.
Series of meals. It's like, I would definitely get a rotisserie, a little oven put in my house.
Or just in the back seat.
In the back seat!
You just snap them and then...
Always have chicken going back there.
Yeah, a little battery-powered rotisserie in the back seat.
Like, that's an awesome, like, magic automobile. Where you just, I mean, yeah, you have to fight it, but if you have to, you have to. So I feel like some of the moral guilt I would feel goes away because this is what I have to do. I don't want to do, and I'm doing this. I'm killing these chickens so I don't have to take a sword to an orangutan.
And you're saving money for yourself. You don't have to go out for lunch. You're going to hate chicken, though, pretty soon.
I'm donating a lot of money to wildlife causes for orangutans. I'm having a picture of an orangutan in my vehicle. To after I kill a chicken, remind me why I'm fucking doing this.
Gets to a point where you're just supplying all the chicken for the local KFC.
Right.
Hey, Dan. Hey, buddy. Like at the end of the week, you just dump off a truckload or a carload of chickens.
God, it would suck. It would suck when you forget things in your vehicle, you know, to have to go back like, oh, I got to kill another fucking chicken.
Not again.
And I guess.
Or if it reminded me of here, when we get fan mail sent in, you have to make multiple trips back out to your car. So you bring some boxes, you shut your door.
Right.
You come inside, you put them down. You're like, God damn it. You go back out, kick the fuck out of a chicken.
God, you fucking kick.
Get some more boxes, and then close it up. And then, God damn it, go back out and fight another chicken.
And I feel like you would definitely leave your door open a lot more in the situation. You're like, you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and try and steal it. Have fun with this car.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Actually, I guess it's not the car. It's anytime you enter any vehicle. It's about
getting
you.
Getting your car, it says.
Oh, getting your car.
You're not going to be fighting chickens in other people's cars.
That's nice.
That is real cool. Woo!
That's nice.
Well, a problem with my brain is I think chickens just are inherently kind of mean. Orangutans aren't.
Well, I don't know.
But if it is mean, I have a lot less of a problem fighting it and killing it. Like if it's an asshole.
Yeah.
But if it's like a super nice one, it's like, boom, okay, coming up to give you a hug and you're like, fucking no.
Right.
That would fuck me up.
Temperament does play a lot into it. Like
if he's throwing shit at you.
Yep,
and stuff.
Just thinking that. Every time you open the door, you get like a hot steaming shit. Fresh from his bowl, right to your face.
But the orangutan's not in your car. Don't worry about that.
Oh, where's the orangutan?
Anywhere. It could be in a...
Oh, it could be anywhere.
It could be in the Rome Coliseum.
It can sneak up on you. you just never know when you're going to have to fight that orangutan.
One time a year. You hear the clanking of a sword when you're walking groceries out of Safeway. You just hear just clink, 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 clink.
Like the magic sword drops.
Just drop them all and turn around. And he's just fucking right there. There's a sword laying by your feet.
Dun, 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 dun. Just this big showdown with this orangutan in the parking lot?
Yeah.
I mean... Excitement level, the orangutan sounds more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this orangutan, if you're fighting, it's coming at you.
It has to.
It has to in this situation.
It's been trained to.
It's a fucking trained orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
If the orangutan is super aggressive and mean, I actually want to fight the orangutan even less though, because there's a way different level of danger involved with the orangutan fight than there is with the chicken.
Right.
Like I'm never worried about losing a fight to the death with a chicken.
It could hurt you a little bit.
It would hurt me. If I were to get killed by one chicken, mm-hmm. in my vehicle, then I deserve to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go.
I agree.
Because if I'm that decrepit where I can't even fight a fucking chicken off, then I need to be done. I need to call it quits.
After a rough day at work or out, you know, doing something,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like super exhausting day snowboarding,
mm-hmm.
the last thing I want to do is go fight a chicken in my car.
Right.
The last thing.
But I will say this. Once you get used to it, you're going to be so good at killing chickens.
You're going to have a...
like a fucking ninja. Right. Right.
Bend to the back and then away you go.
Oh, you won't even... You'll get so jaded from doing it so much. Like, I picture after like 6-7 years, you don't even change expression.
Mm-hmm.
You just open your door, like no change expression. You just reach out quick, snap the chicken's neck, fucking throw it over your shoulder, mm-hmm. hop in and go drive where you got
to
drive.
It does matter to me as well if it's like a chicken, like a hen, uh-huh. or if it's a goddamn aggressive rooster.
Okay, because it didn't say rooster, so I'm going to assume
hen.
Just says
chicken.
Yeah. Because if it's a rooster, I still go with rooster rather than orangutan.
Okay.
Because of the death possibility.
All right.
But that's going to fucking suck. Because yeah. roosters can be super mean.
Yeah.
And they got those talons, and they can do some damage. They can mm-hmm. slice you up a little bit.
Gotta be.
But again.
Be exhausting. I just walk. I just end up being like, fuck it. Chickens, have right. my car. I'm biking to work today. And do they stack up every day? So if you put it off.
It doesn't say anything about stacking.
Just one magical chicken every time.
Yeah, just like when you open the door, a chicken appears.
Yeah.
Just kind of, yeah. And it wants to kill you. And it wants, it's an aggressive chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I just think though, even with the rooster, you would just get so good at killing roosters. Mm-hmm. You know, you train like right now I've been doing this. My shoulders are so sore today. I've been doing this fight camp workout that I've been getting into. And it's like, it hurts to just even do this motion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to do, like, compared to the first day, I'm so much better at punching this heavy bag.
Yeah.
And I just think about 2, 3, 5 years in, no one can fucking kill a rooster like you.
No. Top.
You can be sick. You could have one arm in a sling. You could be distracted. You could have, like, one broken arm. You could be on the phone, like, hey, 1 second. And you just, like, toss your phone up in the air. Grab the chick, snap its neck, throw it, catch your phone. Like, hey, I can be there by 2.
Hey, what's up?
But you don't even acknowledge it.
PETA is going to be up your ass when they find out that you're killing chickens.
But you have to do it, so fuck them.
They don't care. But, mm-hmm. so, and you have to kill it first. I'm guessing you have to use the chicken head as your key to mm-hmm. start the car. The other one is, imagine going on a date.
Right.
It's like you're dating and you're like, oh, no, I'll drive. I'll pick you up. You guys go have a date.
Right.
Like she is concerned why mm-hmm. there's a dead chicken in the backseat. And there's like a rotisserie going with a bunch of chickens
right.
in it. She's concerned about that. But you guys go out to eat and then you get down and you're going back to the car and you open it up and then I have to go fight her. One second. I said, no, it's just a thing.
Hold on.
Just feathers everywhere. Just right. whack, fuck you. And then you come out and there's blood all over your shirt. And you're like, get on in, baby. Like,
hop on in.
And then now there's two dead chickens. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I think you'd have a situation. You'd have it prepped too. Like right now, because of COVID, you know, it's like I usually have a disposable mask in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm just like, okay, whatever. It's just on my person. I feel like in this situation, after a while, you just have a disposable like bib so you don't get your clothes messed up. And so it's just part of your routine. You just quickly, without even thinking, you just throw on this paper bib. You fucking kill that chicken. Maybe a little blood gets on the bib.
Uh-huh.
And then you just rip the chicken, throw it. I would want PETA to be upset with me because there's nothing I can do. And I'm like, if somebody was still upset in that situation, well, you just don't need to go in a car. Well, yeah, I do. I need to get to work, blah, blah, blah. We know you could take the bus or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Then I want PETA protesters to follow me.
Uh-huh.
Then it's a thing where every time I open my car, I get to break a fucking chicken's neck and bounce it off a fucking PETA protester's face.
You're right. And then
and
start
that,
your car.
That actually makes me – and then start my car. That's a that's an exciting way to start your day.
It is.
There's protesters out the edge of your property. Hey, guys, what's up? Yeah, I'm going to fucking kill it again today. And they open their chicken.
Good to see
you. Snap, fucking bounce. See ya.
You'd have somehow a popular YouTube channel, I'm sure, or an Instagram channel. All right, one last note.
Okay.
Before you leave the restaurant after the date,
mm-hmm.
every single time you're like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, you come back out in like a hazmat suit. Or like whatever they wear in Breaking Bad when
right.
cooking meth, like or like right. a full painter suit and goggles.
Right.
Like, come on, babe, let's go to the car. Like, what the fuck? And that's just what you have to do. It was a little interchangeable thing that you just get to put on to fight a fucking chicken.
Right.
And then
right.
go on about your day. But I do think just because I would get too sad like
yeah.
you, I'm gonna have to kill a chicken.
I will say if I could pick somebody else, if I had to watch one of these things, I would way rather watch.
Still sad.
It is still sad. I know. It's still.
He's going to have a name and shit and like probably fluffy.
No.
You know how they have like fluffy,
I know.
Goofy
they have like
hair.
A little tuft of hair.
You're like,
here's a big thing with the orangutan though. I'm going to be super sad if I have to see somebody take a sword to an orangutan. Mm-hmm. But let's just pretend that the orangutan also has a sword. Doesn't say he doesn't.
Yeah.
And he has like an eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking killed several families.
One, two.
Specifically, mostly children.
Uh-huh.
He likes to kill kids and he likes to do it slow.
Ooh.
His finishing move, he likes to fucking break into a home, this orangutan. He likes to hold the youngest child up in front of the family, fucking slice his neck with his sword.
Yeah.
Let it bleed out slowly. This
okay.
human child as he fucking taunts the rest of the family with the sword.
That...
If I have to kill that orangutan,
Brad the orangutan.
Mm-hmm. Brad.
Okay.
Brad the orangutan falling down.
There's a combo.
But yeah, chicken. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's go chicken. Very good. Well, Grant, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Grant. That was fun.
All right, we're moving on to our brand new segment now. This is Dumb in the Wild.
Yes.
Dumb in the Wild.
Have a look at this little beauty.
Oh, I got a throwback.
I love it.
Having Steve
Irwin
on the back end of there.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing these days? Is he busy?
I think he's still dead.
Oh, he's dead still. That's fucking crazy.
That's sad.
I thought he'd be better by now.
Can you imagine like not understanding of like, let's say you're the exact same as you are now, but you just, no one can explain the concept of death to you, and you just keep making things uncomfortable. Like, so how's your grandpa? He's still dead.
What? That's
but crazy. No, it's been a little while.
It's been like 5 years.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still, he's if anything, he's more dead.
That's crazy.
As time goes on.
What?
Do really?
Do you have proof?
Dude, I keep trying to tell you, it's permanent.
I just don't want to believe Steve Irwin's dead. God, he was the best. His kids are fine. Like, I've watched kids
doing
animal
stuff. They're doing well, right?
Yeah, but fuck
that. It's been a while.
Steve's the best.
Oh, I see. You'd rather watch.
Yeah.
Well, this Dumb in the Wild, nature, I guess, gave us a gift in that sense this week.
Yeah.
We had a crazy, crazy, as you know, windstorm in Coeur d'Alene. For those of you who don't know, 60-mile-per-hour plus gusts,
mm-hmm.
went above 100 miles per hour in surrounding areas.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of rain beforehand, as you talked about. It loosened up the soil. It was just like a bad combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
These crazy wind gusts. They only lasted about half a day altogether, starting early in the morning, I guess, on, Tuesday morning.
Yeah, we're recording this, by the way, Friday. So the Friday before this episode comes out is when we're recording this right now. So it has been, 4 days since.
Right.
It all went down, yeah.
And just massive pine trees just laying on top of houses, laying in houses, laying on top of cars, laying across roads. I mean, a lot of devastation.
Like my house.
So many power lines down.
Still doesn't have power.
Right.
So we're coming on day 4 of no power, which is a lot of fun.
It's God. We were just a little over 24 hours without power, maybe like 30 hours total. And then I feel bad where our house, nothing. Like
we
have 3 big pine trees. They're all okay. Like no noticeable damage at all. And then our next door neighbors on either side, they're totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you go across the street, 3 houses, I guess, down. Yeah, 3 houses down. And this poor house, they just hit like the worst kind of lottery. One giant pine tree went straight into the middle of their fucking house. And like,
imagine.
And completely across it. It's like, so their whole like roof system is smashed.
Didn't like pet it.
No,
it fucking
the peak of their roof
it.
Completely broken, smashed, and then another pine tree smashed their fucking car.
Yeah.
It just mashed their whole fucking property.
You think they were pumped?
Oh, I bet.
Thank
I bet
God.
They were like, "Fuck yeah,
this woo, 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 2021."
Yeah,
yeah. Do you know them? Do they deserve it though?
I don't know them. You know what? Now that I think about it, I've driven by them a bunch of times. They've been outside. They don't wave.
Well,
you know what? Now, look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be fucking friendly?
Yeah.
So you don't want to adopt the Idaho wave and just fucking be a little friendly to your neighbors?
Oh, I don't want to wave.
Well, now your fucking house is smashed. So is your car.
Yeah, Mother Earth was like, fucking wave next time.
No, I feel bad for them. And then there's so many other houses.
So
like our neighborhood got motherfucked. Like,
it is every block around our house, every single block has a gigantic pine tree that fell down and hit something.
It's insane.
There's thousands of them that went down just in our county.
So many power lines.
Yeah.
So the dumb in the wild. So all the storm.
Yeah.
So the afternoon after this happened, Lindsay and I got these little Unagi scooters we're having too much fun with.
And they're just, like bird scooters, right?
They're like bird scooters.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like for your home. You just charge them and they're pretty cool actually. And so we're like, hey, let's get the scooters out and let's just go around, navigate around some of these trees and just check out the neighborhood.
Let's go see how many people are in pain and
I know.
Are hating their life. Because we're fine.
We're fine.
You kiss her.
Let's go. For us. No, we did. I know. I did feel guilty. But there were so many other people doing it. It's like human. nature.
It's fun to look at.
Like, even if my house, some of the stuff was matched, I would still want to see what else was matched.
Who else was in your party? Who else lost all their
right?
House?
Yeah. And so we're going around. There's a Vista cruise, the utilities cruise, you know, like fixing things. And and then there's a Vista truck. This guy, he goes, hey, just, you know, be careful. And he's like, all these power lines, not everything's turned off. We don't know what's live and what's not.
Okay.
So, like, there's live wires where you can get, you know, severely electrocuted. You will die.
Yeah, you'll
if
blow
you touch,
up.
You'll blow up if you touch the wrong wire. And then right after that, we just start kind of paying attention to who's by the wires.
Okay.
And, like, just down the street, as this guy's talking, as you look down to, like, another block, and then there's this dude, this middle-aged man with his small dog, and the dog is almost fucking sniffing the live wire. Like, a severed live wire laying in the street, and he just, like, standing there, looking up underneath some other wires.
Oh, look
little
at
dog.
That.
Oh, I wonder what would happen if my dog actually touched that wire. It would literally fly across through the air.
It'd be
it would explode.
A popcorn kernel is what that little dog would be.
Right. It would be in. It would be inside out.
But
right.
Yeah. So he, just the fact of looking at all this and seeing it.
Yeah.
So he's up there. He's probably looking at the wires above and being like, well, "That's a weird
dog's
hum.
Not on a leash. Just wandering around by another wire.
That's a weird. That's a weird hum. Oh wow!
Right.
Look at that.
Right.
That's crazy. I wonder what's that. What's making it hum?
Yep.
Could it be 80 billion volts?
Oh. And there was a huge wire down the street. We you know, go a little farther. Mm-hmm. There's these two kids on bicycles. And they did this. They went around the corner. We could tell where they went. So we didn't see them happen, but there's no way this didn't happen because it was the only way out, this little area.
Yeah.
There was – so they take their bikes around the corner as we're scooting, and then we get around the corner. We're like, oh, shit. We can't go this way. Like, there's this huge big wire cable laying in the street where one of the power line poles had broken, and then one was still standing. So it's kind of like angled down.
Uh-huh.
And there was one little where the yard starts on this corner property. You could, like, duck, and you could go underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids just rode their bikes underneath this massive fucking probably live wire. If they would have just touched it.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I would have touched it. When you're a little kid and you go under stuff, you always reach out. You're like,
boop.
A little tree branch. You're like, pop. This one used to be like a zit.
Yeah. And then
Timmy's gone. Timmy and the dog are both in the our popcorn now.
And so we just started looking around at other things, and there's, like, what they would call, logging, like the Widowmakers, where, you know, like you saw this one tree down and you don't notice there's other part of a tree that just, like, falls on you.
Right.
I can't think exactly how to explain it.
But
there's all these trees that are, like, some of them are completely falling as you. Some of them are broken off at the top. Some of these broken parts are hanging on other trees. And there's people just, like, standing underneath them being like, oh, look at that.
Wow. Like, it's a museum.
Oh, wonder what that would exactly.
It's like it's a power line museum.
And it is it is this weird thing where I think, like, we're so used to watching stuff on TV.
Uh-huh.
Then when it actually happens, it still kind of feels like it's on TV.
Not this windstorm, but we had one back in 2015 that happened in the same area.
Yeah.
This is actually worse. But that one was bad when it happened. Like, trees on our property that year fell over and just barely missed our house that year. And then we had other ones removed that we're going to go anytime.
Right.
We gotta just get them chopped down. But that one took out the power line in front of our house.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I've gotten to witness a live power line on the street.
Okay.
It is so scary.
Like a, like
so
a snake.
Loud.
Like the
yeah,
one. Like
just
angry
whips
snake.
Around. Like, it makes, like, electric snaps.
Ah.
And then eventually it shuts off itself.
Okay.
But this one stayed on. It was like 2 minutes of just bouncing around in my fucking yard and on the street. It's terrifying.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
So just a good lesson, like, the dumb in the wild, like, don't, you know, like, when a natural disaster strikes, like when a tornado is going through you, or like there's a crazy windstorm, there's fucking giant fucking pine trees hanging above you.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you're in the middle of a disaster. You're not bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like, you're not immune. Just remember that as you're checking things out. Like, look around you and realize that the safest thing is probably not even to be doing that. Probably just, like, stay home. But if you're going to go out and about like we were, at least, like, don't go right next to the power lines.
Yeah,
don't go underneath the tree that's about to break off.
Half a block away or so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a little distance. Take a picture. Yeah. You're not in a TV show.
Uh-huh.
This is real life and it's unpredictable and nobody knows what's going to happen next.
The comparison that keeps coming to my mind was when I was redoing my kitchen a few years ago.
Okay.
And this just goes to show you between a fucking power line and then just, like, a light socket.
Right.
And, like, the electricity differences here.
Yeah.
But I was standing there and it got to a point where our house is wired weird. It's old. So certain outlets are not tied to the outlets, like, directly next to it.
Right.
So the breaker box is, you're like, okay, I should shut off the whole kitchen. But it shuts off two outlets and, like, one in the living room. You're like, I don't get it. So we had this little tester that tells you whether you can start working on it or not. And I remember testing a bunch of them in a row and they were all off. And then while I was still holding the tester, I just used my wire clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you touch a live wire, they just blew up. Like the metal on the end of the wire clipper just went.
That's insane that it would just explode. That it would shatter metal.
And it scares the absolute shit out of you. It just blew up my pliers.
It could have blown one of those pieces of metal right in your eyeball or something.
Yeah, and while I just held the tester, that would have told me that if I just would have touched it, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have electrocution stories.
Oh, I bet. Well, electricity.
It's so common. It's fucking terrifying.
And it's so weird. I think electricity is so weird because, well, and we just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than like a lightning strike, but it's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of our homes, they have all this electricity literally running through the walls. But you just see like an outlet and you're just like, well, whatever, it charges my phone.
Right.
And you just kind of forget about like, but you stick a fucking knife in there, it's going to do a little bit more than that.
What's a fork doing here?
Right, what's a fork doing that?
I think we all have like a key or a fork in the outlet stories.
Mine was the electric fence. I did the classic.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't pee on it.
But
for 2 years in high school, we lived just about 10 miles outside of Riggins, Idaho, this little community of Pinehurst. And these people had ponies.
I've gotten drunk in Pinehurst. That's random.
But there's a Pinehurst by Coeur d'Alene.
Oh.
And that's an actual city, town.
This one is like,
this is like a sign. Okay. This is a sign that says this place is Pinehurst.
Different Pinehurst.
This is fake Pinehurst.
Okay. It's just everybody from this Pinehurst moved to that one.
Right,
they're like,
right.
This is a bad spot. We love the city name, but it sucks right here. We're going.
Let's go to the other. Okay. Yeah, and but I just wondered. I'm like, man, how much voltage is going through this electric fence they had? Because they had, it was just like one line on the top of their fence.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, but I wonder how powerful it is. And I remember I baled hay for this guy a few times, and he was like, well, just be careful when you open the gate. You know, you had to grab this little thing over the top of the electric fence, like a little. I don't know, it just insulated it. It's like a handle.
Okay.
And there's a hook at the end of it.
Okay.
So you grab that handle, then you pop it off, set it aside, open up the gate, go in, you know, put it all back together when you're
right,
done.
Right,
right. So I'm like around it. Sometimes you could hear like, feel like a little tiny hum. And I'm like, yeah, I wonder how powerful it is. And that teenage curiosity, and I asked my dad, he's like, I wouldn't touch it. So of course, when no one's looking one day, I just fucking grab it. And it's such a weird feeling, you know, when you grab it and then just let go, like, oh my God, it's just like this crazy weird tingle.
Yeah.
Not enough to even come close to killing you, because they're not going to kill their fucking ponies, but enough to wake you the fuck up.
Oh yeah.
And make you not want to do that again.
You feel it in weird spots, like your chest. And then I remember doing this, and I'd feel it at my feet, like your toes would get weird shocks, and you're like, what the fuck? Because my dad had one that would keep our dog in. And then, of course, again, being a teenager, we would all be partying. And then that was just a fun game. Just
to go out,
just like link hands and then all grab it.
Yeah.
And now I bitch about having heart problems now.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, God, these words. Oh, where did that come from?
Well, I wonder how that happens.
Wouldn't be like grabbing an electric fence 15 times a week, would it?
Don't grab electric fences. You're learning a lot here.
Please don't.
And before we move on, this has nothing. And I apologize if I told this here before. I lose track of where I've told stories now.
Mm.
This is just a quick one.
Why? You have like, what, 6 weekly podcasts?
I know. A lot of weekly podcasts. Been doing for a little while now.
Yeah.
But this that just reminded me that that little pony thing. We had our dog, this one like a Cocker Spaniel kind of mutt mix.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see her for a day. And Lacey disappears for a day.
Okay.
And we're thinking the worst, you know, ran over on the highway or whatever. Well, Lacey would always go bark at those ponies. And sometimes she would get into the pony corral, I guess, underneath the fence and go like harass them.
Bad dog.
One of those fucking ponies kicked her in the fucking head so hard, we think it knocked her unconscious for about a day. We didn't see any of it happen, but she finally wanders home like a day after she's gone missing.
Oh my God.
And I swear to God, she literally had a horseshoe print on her fucking, on the top of her head. She had like a raised horseshoe bump. And I'm like, oh my God, she went after one of those ponies and they fucking jacked her. And it knocked her out cold for a full day.
She probably woke up and poor dog just walked the wrong way. Just going home and then just walked miles just
10
away.
10 miles the wrong
and
direction.
And then finally started feeling
staggering.
Better. And was like, oh, yeah. And then walk back. Oh, man, that's sad.
She lived a lot of years after that.
Well, did she chase the ponies more?
She didn't. She that was funny, too. She never fucking went near that little corral thing again.
It was
never.
It was basically off limits now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, didn't have to yell at her ever again. She's like, I don't want any part of that again.
Hated it. Would not recommend.
Yeah.
Getting kicked by a horse in the head. So that was Dumb in the Wild.
Yes.
Success. And you, as listeners, you dummies, you guys can send in stories of the ones around you being dumb as well, and then maybe we can start grabbing those and throwing them in the Dumb in the Wild.
Oh, please do.
As this segment gets going,
we need more stories.
Yes,
we're gonna run out.
I know.
We gotta use yours.
please. We're all dumb. Come on, tell us how dumb you are. All right. So the next segment is another installment of Who the What Fuck.
Yes.
And we got some good stuff for you.
Okay,
let's roll it. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? This is a fun story.
Okay,
about a guy that was drunk and did something silly.
I like it already.
So, man spent which in U.S. dollars is $120.92, legally changing his name to Celine Dion after getting drunk watching her concert over Christmas.
What? He spent 89 pounds legally changing his name to Celine Dion after getting drunk? I had to read that twice because I'm like, what? He filed the paperwork also be Celine Dion.
Yep, it gets worse. But I must say, and I'm not trying to be judgy, but I see the picture of him right here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course he did.
He's a super fan. He's very into Celine Dion.
He is. So here we go. So there are many things that people do when they're drunk that they may come to regret in the harsh light of the day, but not many who decide to officially change their name. So we have Celine Dion super fan Thomas Dodd, who's setting the bar high for drunken antics after he changed his name to match the superstar idol, and it's all coming back to him now. 30-year-old, he should know better by 30. Right?
Absolutely should.
He should not be doing this. Or his friend, someone should have stopped him.
It's just such a weird choice,
too. If no one stopped him, like, that means that his friends were helping him, egging him on. Or it means he was by himself and changing his name, which I think is worse.
sad.
I got a good idea. So he had too much to drink while watching the Canadian singer's concert on telly. No, no one says that. Come on. Over Christmas, and days later discovered that he had paid $120.92 American for the official take of her name. He says he was no rush to change it back. He's a hospitality manager at Clifton Campville near cities that you don't care about. But during lockdown, he's watching a lot of the concerts on TV. I can only think I've been watching one of hers and had a great idea after a few drinks. He goes on to say that he changed his name, but then what makes it a little more worse for me is that he didn't stop right there. Okay. He says, more annoyingly, I paid for 8 extra certificates to prove, and each one of those were 10 pounds each, which out, grand total for 8 of those is $108.72.
So there's some decent cash behind all this.
To make sure that if he's like, come on, you're not Celine Dion. And he's like, look at this. And he's carrying this. Now he's carrying around 8 certificates.
To prove he's Celine Dion.
To prove how drunk and stupid he got.
And this all happened, it sounds like, around Birmingham.
Yeah.
That's and I think they do still say telly. I love it.
Okay.
What's a telly?
Telly.
Was that on the telly?
Fine. Fine. But there they are. There's
I didn't expect that to be British either. I don't know why that surprised. You know what's funny is, like, you get these stereotypes in your mind, and I used to have this of, like, more like the posh British as opposed to the Cockney, but they're very much very sophisticated and has quite the vocabulary, and I'm more intelligent and cultured than you American savage.
Yeah.
And but there is just as many fucking white trash over there as there are in America.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
they throw you off. Because their speech is so polished, and you're like, but they're also eating, like, fucking hamburger out of a dumpster.
Right, right.
It's, top of the morning to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's no more refined.
Well, a monocle pops out of the dumpster?
Top of the morning.
Good, man.
Celine Dion, part of my judgment is just the musician of choice. I don't know why, but if you'd have went with, like, Killer Mike, and I'm like, because I'm a fucking big Run the Jewels fan, or something, or even, like, Zach De La Roca, Rage Against the Machine, something cool. I would be like, it's still dumb, but, like, also kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
But when he went Celine Dion, it's like, fucking what? I've just never been. I know she's very successful.
Mm-hmm.
You could not pay me enough to go to a Celine Dion concert. Mm-hmm. I've never had any interest. It's
no
too
drive.
It's too dramatic for me. Yeah. Just the big soaring notes, and there's something about her. Like, when I watch her, and I usually am not like it's funny. My wife Lindsay, she can't stand so many musicians, and she gets real, like, judgy.
Okay,
I usually like, whatever. It doesn't bother me how they act on stage or whatever. Literally, the worst ever for me may be Celine Dion. just how she seems pompous on stage.
It's not real. Like, it's
very affected.
It's a theatrical performance, and she's not really. It's a different person.
Right.
She's not that.
When I think of Celine Dion, I think of, like, if I were to somebody brings me onto a yacht to show me, like they work on the yacht, and they're like, oh man, you got to come by and see this. This is so cool. Uh-huh. And then Celine Dion's on the yacht and she just, like, scowls at us. And then a minute later, somebody else is asking me to leave the yacht. Like, because she doesn't want this fucking riffraff on her yacht.
She doesn't like beards.
She doesn't like beards. She doesn't like the look.
She can tell you used to have a mustache. And she doesn't want you.
She felt the energy of your mustache.
But it's a beard
and
now.
She didn't want it around. No. She has a sense about this stuff.
Still giving up. Did you have used to have a mustache?
Yeah. It's too fucking masculine for her.
That's why I don't fight with her. She knows. She knows about the mustaches. Get off the fucking yacht. We're not even by the dock. And just
like this is crazy judgy about me now, and I don't know that much about Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. But when I think of Celine Dion and I see her, I'm just like, she doesn't fuck. She makes love.
Oh.
But never fucks.
Mm-mm.
And that also bothers me.
Yeah.
I just don't see her letting go.
Mm-mm.
I'm making a lot of judgments. I don't know. She could literally be the nicest person on earth. Let me just keep disclaiming myself here. I don't know shit about her personal life. She could have given more money in philanthropist causes than anyone on earth. Mm-hmm. It's just, for me, it's just a sight thing. I'm just like, ugh.
She's a type of person that if you're in her kitchen, she will ask you to help, like grab something and then yell at you.
Right.
Like, hello. Like, she's like, asking you to help load the dishwasher. And then you put like one bowl and she goes, no, not like that. And she stops what she's doing. She's all frustrated and comes over and moves it. Like that kind of person. You're like, okay. Like, I don't know. Okay. Can you hand me the spoon? You grab it. She goes, no, not like
that. She seems rigid.
Not like that. You're like, what the fuck? She goes, you got to hold it here. With thumb here, finger here. And you're like, fuck. She's that person.
In my brain, I just made up that she's super judgy as I'm doing nothing but judging her. I'm like, you know what I don't like? Judgy people.
Right.
As I just fucking just rail on about somebody I've never met.
Ever.
And that'd be hilarious if she like
who's
actually
clearly
is like,
doing great.
Yeah, she's killing it. She's killing it. And she could just be like the chillest, like off stage. She'd be like, what's up, motherfucker? Like she like totally cool. And meanwhile, I'm like, I'm the fucking person on the yacht.
I know fucky.
I'm the person. If I had a yacht, I would be laying, I'd be like, get her off my boat.
Push her off.
All the things I'm mad at her about, just flip it around. Get that fucking lady off my boat.
Picture you two in different yachts just facing each other and just fuck you.
I hate you.
Fuck you, Dan.
Fuck you, Celine.
Celine.
Sucky Celine. That's why she doesn't like me, because I fuck her name up all the time. Hey, Celine. It's Celine.
I'm guessing it's some sort of move so that he can try to meet her. But any sort of job, he's going to have like, wait, what? Like, any job, no matter what it is. Like right now he works in like a hospitality, but I did picture him being like a nurse and you're like, you're dying. And then it says your nurse is Celine Dion.
Yeah, I would. You know what?
If like, okay, I was going to die, but I'll hang around for this. Like, I'm going to see this.
If that dude introduced himself to me as Celine Dion,
you'd punch him.
I would be like, I would literally just start laughing. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
That's a silly joke.
And then if he was like, no, but I really am, and he showed me his information, I wouldn't feel bad.
It'd even be worse.
If like, what the you
started
fuck
laughing,
you
he goes, no, no, no. And then he has the 8 certificate.
And then you're like, oh my God, you are. You jackass.
It would be so hard not to punch him.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing here?
I wonder how long this is going to last, because right now it's novel, it's new.
Yeah.
And then, but like 5 years in, when everyone who you ever like meet just laughs at you and just immediately thinks you're an idiot. Do you eventually be like, okay, joke's over.
Joke's over. Now I'm just Justin Bieber.
I got to take my $200 and I got to fucking get my real name back. I would love it if they changed the law then. Like, it's going to be 30,000 pounds. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, because you're dumb.
You're dumb. The first time you do it, it's like, you know, less than 200. But when you do it again within 20 years, it's 450,000 pounds.
It's a mil.
You just said 20,000. It's 500,000 pounds.
Just went up because you had to ask.
Because every time you ask, look at these laws.
It's right here. It's a whole like Celine Dion law fold out.
It's so called much. The Celine Dion law.
Yeah.
After some jackass. Oh my God. I apologize. I didn't realize it. This is actually you. After you did this, they made a new law to keep other people from being that fucking stupid.
I don't remember doing it. We know you're hammered drunk. You say it every time. We know. All right. Let's move on to our next story here. This one is going to make you a little bit angry, and I'll give you more insight after we just get the story out of the way.
Okay.
So U.S. judge delays executions of two men on federal death row with COVID-19. So the U.S. judge ordered that the U.S. Department of Justice to delay the executions of two condemned murderers until at least March 16th in order to allow them to recover
what?
From COVID-19. The two inmates, Corey Johnson and Dustin Higgs, had been scheduled to be executed on Thursday and Friday at the Justice Department's execution chamber in its prison in Indiana.
Terre Haute. Yeah.
So
I messed that up before and got,
Okay. Well, thank you for the plaintiffs argued the injection of the lethal dose of whatever that is, pentobarbital, given their COVID-19 infections will cause them to suffer excruciating death due to the damage to their lungs and other organs from the virus. The judge concluded that absent or preliminary injection, plaintiffs will suffer irreparable harm and delay the executions until at least March 16th. Now, if you're like me,
this is the dumbest thing ever.
I know. And if you're like me, you might have read this story and been like, okay, let's see what they're convicted of. Like maybe they have there's some sort of wiggle room here.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you here.
They're on death row. Okay, what did they do?
So maybe they killed it's not an excuse. Right. Like let's say like their lover cheated on them, then they killed the person they're cheating.
Crime of passion. Right. Yeah.
Corey Johnson murdered 7 people.
Seven people.
Yeah, like drug trafficking stuff. And then Dustin Higgs kidnapped and murdered three women.
Damn.
So if you have COVID-19, I don't feel like how much pain they're going to be in when you kill them is something that we should really be concerned about.
And I just... That's so ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous to like...
You know that they're laughing so hard. They're like, one last little skip-a-doo. Gotcha.
And what a weird thing. If anything, it's cruel to just make them be sick for a while, then kill them. Right. It's like, because as soon as they feel better, well, now you got to die. Right. Because we don't want to be cruel than usual.
Welcome back.
Now we got to kill you.
Stab.
That is just the weirdest, and like, what fucking lawyers are part of it? This whole thing is absurd. Mm-hmm. Stories like that remind me that sometimes just like, you know, in the justice system, there's just so little logic.
Right.
So you're going to kill this person.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's, you know, legally okay with that. I know there's people who are against the death penalty, but like, you know, that's the law currently. They're going to die.
Right.
Not going to stop. But you have to wait until they have recovered from COVID. I'm just so shocked.
Super goofy.
That just stopped my brain.
I know. It hurts. Like money was wasted figuring
right?
that out.
Oh, right. Some lawyers got paid to delay this preposterous reason.
Mm-hmm.
And just making that argument, how can you actually, with a straight face, be like, Your Honor, we cannot. It would be so cruel to execute them now. While they're sick.
It'd be a big ouchie.
It'd be a big ouchie. He has a cough. And now you're going to kill him?
Right.
You can't let him get rid of his cough and then kill him?
Let him be in pristine
like a decent
shape. Then we kill him.
This is a civilized land, Your Honor.
He's got a fever. He's got a fever. Of 99. And it's going up.
I just picture it just keeps going. Your Honor, I know you're getting sick of seeing me, but he scraped his knee bad. Right. Look at that boo-boo.
That's on March 15th. Right before, like, we're going to kill him with a scraped knee?
Oh, really?
that's how low we're going to go as a society?
Your Honor, you may think it's silly for me to say the word paper cut, but have you seen this paper cut?
Look at it. He has a picture. It's like between his fingers.
It's magnified.
And everyone goes, like, oh, God. Because that's the worst spot, or like between your toes.
Do you know how much it's going to hurt when those chemicals, when they interact with that paper cut? Right. That's the kind of hurt you're going to put on this man? You can't let him... It just goes on for like 30 years. He just keeps hurting himself a little bit.
He comes in the morning of March 16th. No, sorry, it's midday. He comes in like, got bad news. Corey burnt his tongue on the soup at lunch. We can't kill him today.
We can't kill him now.
He can't. I've seen it. It's blistering.
It's bad, Your Honor. It's worse than when he bought into that fresh slice of pizza. He bit into that. And he burnt the roof of his mouth. Actually, that hasn't fully healed. So now the top of his mouth and his tongue both burnt. And now you're going to kill him?
Like, it's just absurd. Just ridiculous shit. Bringing out an eye chart. His eyesight's bad. And they're like, no way. How can we do this to him?
Here's our proposal. We want him to get LASIK surgery.
Right.
We get his vision good. Then we kill him. Like decent people.
Right.
But he's not even going to be able to see the people watching him die. They're going to be all blurry. That's really? That's how you want him to go?
His last view of this beautiful God-given earth is blurry?
Come on.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? Your Honor, a lot of people don't react, you know, very extreme when they hear the word vertigo. But he's been very dizzy lately.
And you can't kill
him. Now you're going to kill Brad? You're not going to wait until he gets his balance back? You're going to let him stumble into the electric chair? Oh, no! And then get fried?
Monster? 6 years from now, we're still reading articles like this where he's getting hip replacements, like new knees and new elbows.
Right.
He's just the bionic man that breaks out of his jail cell. He's got robot arms. He goes, ding! And then now he's free.
That's the inevitable end.
It's part of his plan.
Becomes a cyborg.
Anyway, that was a waste of fucking time. Just kill him.
That's the true story of RoboCop.
That's the origin story.
That's the origin story of RoboCop.
All right. Well, I've got one more story for you here.
Okay.
For who the what fuck. This is the unlikely success story of a man who gets paid to do nothing.
What?
And it's actually, it's actually very genius.
Okay.
So a 37-year-old Japanese man has built a career by renting himself out to do nothing. For some reason, he's inundated with requests for people who just want him by their side. In just 2 years, Soji Miramoto has gone from being just another unemployed middle-aged man in Tokyo to a minor Japanese celebrity with over 270,000 Twitter followers, appearances on national television, interviews in magazines, and even his own books and manga on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, manga? Is that what that's called, that genre?
I looked it up before the show because I thought it was manga.
Oh, is it manga?
It told me manga.
Okay, I've always seen that thing, that section of the bookstore.
I don't know
who's into that.
Who's doing this?
Yeah.
That's quite surprising considering Soji has built his success on a service that requires him to basically do nothing, meet random people, listen to their stories, or just physically be there for them. Which, the story is equal parts what the fuck and sad as fuck.
Right.
Like, it just shows you what we're doing in humans. Like, they're just so disconnected and so lonely. So he basically rents himself out to strangers, letting them know beforehand that he can't do anything for him. Nothing but eat, drink, and hang around.
No sex or anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Before we move on, if you scroll back up, I just like how they describe him in this article. If you move on a little bit higher. It's called being just another unemployed middle-aged man in Tokyo. Like, there's an epidemic. Like, I just picture Tokyo.
Nothing.
I picture wandering around the streets of Tokyo, and there's just tens of thousands of middle-aged unemployed men just like hanging around, like
shuffling about.
Well, just another middle-aged unemployed guy in Tokyo,
dragging their feet across the street.
One of millions. Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. But so that is a big caveat to this is that he's not getting paid extra money. He doesn't allow them to. He does eventually say that he takes tips.
Okay.
And it was weird for him at first.
He's not going to fuck you, though.
Then he's not going to fuck you.
Okay.
He says he's not. Maybe it's the whole thing's an underground gigolo thing. I don't know. but yeah, people just, they pay for his transportation to get to where they're going, to like look at cherry blossoms and like listen to these stories. And one of these, I'm going to find it here, but I do have it, I guess, off the top of my mind if I can, because the article is surprisingly huge.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one man who, he has a hobby of going to like 5-star hotels.
Okay.
Like, this is old man.
Huh?
He has no friends and he just goes to these things by himself. So eventually now
he rents Shoji
to go to these 5-stars. And the reason why he did is he just wanted somebody to know about his hobby. So he took him there, told him about his thing about going to 5-star hotels. He listened to him talk for 3 hours and then went home.
Oh my God.
That's so, I mean,
yeah.
Good for him.
What a weird job. In my brain,
I look at this and it's going to be more people trying to do it. But if there's two dudes who won't let you pay each other and then now they're hanging out, you know what that's called? It's called friends.
Friends.
So
right?
maybe some actual steady friendships will come out of this.
What an interesting like business thing though, where it's it truly is like the rent a friend.
Right.
You know, where you just pay somebody just to go have lunch with you.
And it's not like he wasn't on the right path. He went to college, you know, graduated, like he was doing all the steps. And then he said in the article that it just wasn't for him. He wasn't feeling happy. He needs some more connection.
Okay.
And then he just started fucking renting himself out.
Wow.
I can't rent myself out. I got too much shit to do.
Yeah.
Like I can't go hang out with you in fucking Tennessee today. Sorry. But you can call me. I don't know. If you're a listener out there, you're like, I'm sad and lonely. But isn't that, it's wild.
It is wild.
What a success story for this guy.
what an entrepreneur.
All right, well, that's it for Who the What Fuck.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay.
I'm excited for One Star Heroes.
Me too.
Boom!
I get no respect in real life, always am upset, so I let them know I hate them on the internet.
Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah. This might be a little bit quicker today.
Okay.
This just cracked me up, but I was, Coeur d'Alene, around where we live, big home improvement area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of homebodies around
here. Especially lately.
Especially lately, exactly, with COVID. You know, a lot of people doing home repairs and everything. But
before, they just rip down their whole house and redo it.
But compared to like LA and certain places, like it is a thing around here. Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, this whole Inland Empire area where, like there's not as much nightlife as other cities of comparable size. And there's just a lot of people who just want to, like, they just love being at home. They love doing home projects. So Home Depot, Lowe's, very popular places.
Right.
And so I just decided to go to Yelp and see what people were saying about the Home Depots and the Lowe's in our areas. Not big fans as far as rating wise, which is surprising to me because I've been to all the Lowe's and all the Home Depots in this entire area.
Yeah.
Over between living in Spokane before and living in Coeur d'Alene now many times. Mm-hmm. I've done several home projects. I mean, I've been there for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And never had a problem at any of the locations I've been to.
I've been to them hundreds of times.
Yeah.
But I have had one.
Okay, so one out of hundreds.
In Lowe's. But I knew it wasn't Lowe's fault.
Yeah.
It was 100% this dude's fault.
So one employee.
One.
But that's pretty good odds still.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good. Okay. So we're going to start with the Coeur d'Alene Home Depot.
Okay.
My dad calls it Home Depot, and I just have to fight not saying Home Depot. He knows it's wrong.
Oh.
But he's a contractor, has been. So he's been to Home Depot many times.
He also calls jalapenos jalapenos. Or jalapenos. What did you call them?
He might call them jalapenos. He might actually call them jalapenos. That one might, yeah.
I remember we went out to lunch with him one day, and I just kept saying it, and I was like, and you're just used to it, but to me in my head, I was like,
happening?
I keep saying it.
He's going to get some jalapenos and take them to the Home Depot.
Because I was waiting for him to say I was kidding.
And people wonder why I can't talk right. So this is, it gets 3 out of 5 stars overall.
Okay.
You know, so it's kind of an average. So we went and found what people are angry about at Home Depot. And this first one, Keegan Yu, 1 star, 2019. As a customer, I have never been talked over or treated more rude than when I spoke to this guy on the phone. I couldn't even relay my question without him talking over me. I just got off the phone with him. Pretty unfortunate he is a supervisor, quote unquote, leading a team. I worked 10 years for Marriott Hotel Company. Ooh.
Ooh.
And if I heard anyone talking to a customer or guest the way he was talking to me, he would be written up. My advice to him would be to actually listen to the customer. I spent over $1,000 on the order I had a question about, and all I got was no. No options, no workarounds, no empathy, no apology, just no. It's unbelievably rude to talk over someone, especially a customer. Have a great day, Alan. Hope you feel good about yourself and your 10 years at Home Depot. I'm sure your wife is super happy. That's
Jesus
why I picked it.
Christ.
At the end, like, why? What are you throwing his wife into it?
Your whore wife is... Hope she's having a good day.
Hope that tramp you're married to is also enjoying what you do, Alan.
And I she's the only one that loves you, isn't she, bud?
And I'm sure this is not about her and him, but it's like, oh, so what? I guess what you think, he's unattractive,
yeah,
or maybe you think that, like, you noticed a wedding ring and he must talk over his wife. But just what a weird little ending on.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, Keegan seems like just a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, let me check his profile.
His whole argument was being talked over,
right?
But then he said, all he said was no. So I don't know how much talking over there was, unless
good,
he was
good catch.
He was talking. He's like explaining it, and the guy no.
And that, and that
sorry,
didn't
what
happen.
Was that? No. What? Can you please quit talking over me?
Right.
No.
No. No. Home Depot supervisor is ever going to be that guy and be employed for any length of time.
And that's their specialty. He's been doing. He has a whole team.
Right. Has
and
a whole that, team.
And a whole team just gets on the phone and goes no.
Right. He got promoted just because of his amazing customer service skills that comprise of nothing but like, no.
Right.
No. I just was hoping that I could get a return. I'm like, listen, I'm not looking for any money back. I just, no. I've been a Home Depot, supporter for many years. I really like your store. I'll even take, you know, a half off or whatever I can get to apply towards another product. No!
Right.
Can I please come? No! I just want to talk. No!
But I have my rewards card. I'm hoping to use my points. I have to use them before they
expire. No! So Keegan seems like, I don't know, something about his review.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just didn't feel like it was this other person's fault. So I clicked on his profile.
Okay.
And he it's the second one. So don't look down. Don't look at Shoe Express.
Okay.
Okay. Because I want to reveal that to you. The first one, Louis Mandarin Gourmet. He gives in Minden, Nevada. He gives 1 star, walked in, sat down, got insulted by the manager, took my business elsewhere. Louis, whoever that guy was, does not know one thing about customer service. Here we go again. And makes it clear he does not care about business, a.k.a. the customer.
Hmm.
I gave 1 star for the server who attempted the service. I hope there is an In-N-Out on that building next time I drive by. Cheers. P.S. I opened a Yelp account so I could write this review. So he's really... I'm like, this guy just seems like he's fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
The next review seals it.
Okay.
There's no way this happened like he says it did. Shoe Express in Seattle, Washington, 1 star. $20 to replace a zipper and told me my boots weren't nice and I should just buy new ones. Awesome. That didn't happen the way he fucking wrote it. You don't go into Shoe Express like, hey, bud, boots aren't nice. You don't got very nice boots on.
Sick boots, you fucking homeless person.
Sick boots, you fucking dork. Yeah. What's up with those shitty boots, you piece of fucking dog shit? Right. It's like, yeah, I guess $20. Yeah, I guess I could replace the zipper on these pieces of shit that you think are nice. No.
These are grandpas? No, they're mine. I love them. They're stupid.
I just love he's getting insulted the second he sits down. People are telling him his fucking boots aren't nice at the shoe store. Uh-huh. You know, he goes to Home Depot and no, right. No.
Right. No. Everyone's out to get him.
Everyone's out to get Keegan. So
I love how he called out Louie. Like
Alan, Louie. I love how he throws in their name. You can tell Louie.
It goes from a very, it's like a, it's almost scary. It turns into a threat. At that point, right. Well, he purposely gets their name just so he can really dial it in.
And especially like the throwing in the little dagger with the wife of Alan early on. I was like, what are you doing, dude?
Yikes.
Okay, so Sharon, this next one, this Home Depot in Coeur d'Alene, writes, and this sent me on a little journey here. The worst Home Depot in the world. Bumble-headed morons don't know their products, customer service, or their ass from a screwdriver. I recommend you drive to Spokane Valley. So then I went to Spokane Valley.
We're going over?
We're going to Spokane Valley. I was like, I wonder how they're rated. 3 out of 5.
Right.
So no better. This is the Spokane Valley location. Let's see if people like it there. Oh. Jennifer S., 1 star. Came in to get a car. This one, okay. We're going to go some places based on this.
All right.
1 star. Came in to get a couple of bags of sand to weigh down our trampoline. Mm-hmm. Found a clerk to ask where to find them. At first, he seemed to not understand what I was talking about. Then he said they didn't have any. Then he decided they probably did. He gave me somewhat vague directions and said, someone down there will help you. Okay, fine. Okay. And after I had said something like, oh, wow, after he mentioned they came in 50-pound bags, the part of the store was completely abandoned. Nobody there to help. Hmm. The sand was on a bottom shelf, and you really had to get down, go into the shelf, and drag the 60-pound bags out. So it's 60, not 50.
Okay.
I was working on pulling one out and completely conked the back of my head on a metal bar that was at the end of the shelf above. I stood up kind of stunned and decided to just leave. I went across the street to Lowe's and couldn't have had a more different and pleasant experience. Lowe's has super friendly staff everywhere ready to help, and they made sure to help me get the bags of sand into the car. I'll just be going straight to Lowe's in the future. What I love about this is that, like, this weird expectation that there should be somebody waiting around any area of the store you happen to be in, mm-hmm. and they should automatically run over to help you put things in your cart. It's not the person's fault at Home Depot. It's not their fault. You're fucking weak, right. Jennifer S. Right. You fucking weak-ass pile of shit. If you can't get a 60-pound bag of sand, then maybe you shouldn't go buy fucking sand, you weak-ass Jennifer S.
I wanted Jennifer S.'s profile picture just to be like a Lowe's employee, but with a mustache on. Like, it seems like she was in there to really write that review.
Right.
Anyway, next week I'll be going to Lowe's where they have a 2-for-1 sale on bags of sand. And get some weird promotion thing in there.
I just love this expectation of something's too heavy for you.
Yeah.
That there should be just people waiting to help you there.
Yeah.
I just picked a whole
team.
Yeah, like how far down are you going to go? Like what if someone is like really, really weak?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do? Put this Dinty Moore into the cart by myself? Right. It weighs 1.2 pounds. What am I, a bodybuilder?
They have different size helpers. So they have really tall helpers for the stuff on the other shelves and super short people to get in the sand one.
Right, right.
At the bottom so they don't conk their head.
Real stocky. Yeah, exactly.
Like the lollipop kids from Wizard of Oz.
Right.
I'll get that sand for you.
And I love that she acts like it's Home Depot's fault that she had to deeply reach under its shelf. It's like what were they supposed to give you a warning? Hey, Jennifer S., remember when you pull this out, you're under a shelf. Right. If you raise up real quick, you could bump your head, ding dong.
Right.
So, okay.
Safety warnings on everything?
Safety on everything. So then this takes us to Lowe's. Because she says Lowe's in Spokane Valley is awesome. Yeah. Lowe's, 2.5 stars. Oh. Everybody fucking shits on these places. So let's check out a Lowe's review. The place that Jennifer S. said is so fantastic.
Top notch.
Rick A. Doesn't care for it. Rick A's first review came in knowing exactly what washer and dryer I was going to purchase, but I couldn't get an employee to care. I have been to these places so many times. Every time I've asked any employee of either one of these stores, mm-hmm. if they don't know, they find somebody who does. It's just, I don't know what these people are talking about.
Right.
After standing in front of the set for 10 minutes, I left and bought it at Sears. Then he comes back 2 years later.
These fucking lucky Sears are still open.
I know. He's at the end of Sears there. And he comes back. Well, that ties into this next review.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Because then he says, this place still sucks. Had the same experience as last time and bought my oven and bought my new oven at Sears. Uh-huh. We now make a game out of it every time we go to Lowe's. How many employees will walk by us without saying anything? If it was a drinking game, we would be wasted. How is it that Sears is going out of business, but this place is still around?
Oh, boy.
Something's wrong with your approach, Rick, eh? Right. You have to go. And you know what? I will say at these places, they're fucking busy. Uh-huh. And they're being swarmed by the Karens of the world, mm-hmm, and the Rick A's of the world, be asking them annoying, stupid fucking questions because, mm-hmm, people think they can do home projects without Googling anything. And they want to just have – they basically want to like have one of these people walk them through every single purchase in their car, which is so annoying.
Right.
Because you wouldn't do that at a grocery store. You wouldn't be like, I don't know how food works, but I know I'm hungry.
You walk in and be like, I want to make this tonight. I want to make this. Right. Like, come on, come on. And they walk you through all the different ingredients.
I have 7 recipes, but don't know where anything is. Right. You know, it's like, yeah, they're not your personal shoppers. You know, these places, you got to like track them down and you got to like, hey, man, I've never had a problem when I've done that. So that was the lows there. Now I just want to go back to Home Depot again for the end. Just because I have one more funny review I found here. Carrie S., I just got my bill for 10% restocking fee. It was over $1,600 for absolutely nothing. Here I come, Better Business Bureau, and I'm calling the local paper.
Jesus.
Please watch for the story in the local paper because everyone will want to hear my story. The self-importance. Like the whole town is going to be abuzz. This is on 2/26/2014. Like on 2/27. Oh my God. Did you hear about Carrie S?
Is her story out yet?
Is her story out? Did you read today's paper?
Front page.
Front page news. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Lowe's
Carrie
sucks.
S had to pay a restocking fee at the Lowe's. Oh my God.
Gasp.
So I again, I'm like, who is this person?
Okay,
go into their review and just—it's just amazing when you click on their profiles. Grill from Ipanema, which is no longer around anymore. She loves the word terrible. So here is 2017, terrible, terrible, terrible. Wouldn't send my worst enemy there. Service was terrible and food was mediocre at best. There's a reason why they run a Groupon every week. Okay. And I've been to all three of these places. I've been there. I was there before it closed. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't
great, that bad.
Yeah. But it wasn't terrible. Residence Inn by Marriott, Boise downtown. I've actually been to this Marriott.
Huh?
Don't stay there if you want to keep your jewelry. I travel weekly for work and regularly stay at this hotel. A few weeks I stayed there and some jewelry taken from my room. I spoke to the person at the front desk and they left 2 messages for the manager and no call back. Terrible. So she loves terrible.
She does.
Next one, Elements Massage, Coeur d'Alene, which I've been to. Mm-hmm. Lindsay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Again, one star. Terrible. We have given these places several chances and have been very disappointed. The massages were mediocre at best. The front desk staff has been rude on several occasions. One of many examples, we scheduled a couple's massage and my husband was running a few minutes late. When I came out, he was waiting there and they said he didn't have an appointment. I told the lady I scheduled them together and they even asked if we wanted the couple room. She acted as if I was lying. We canceled our, and it's just fucking ridiculous.
Just made up.
Not terrible. Terrible.
I love this, like that woe is me.
Yeah.
We're like, my husband was late. And then they said, we got to start doing this right now because
there's
things that are going to happen after we're here and we can't do it. But we were just a little bit late. It's like, yeah, you're fucking late.
Yeah, you're fucking late. This is a business system that runs on timeliness.
Oh, yeah.
Because it fucks up other appointments.
Exactly. That's going to push everything back 15 minutes.
When I was briefly a trainer, it used to kill me. One of the main reasons I wanted to get away from it quickly was people would last minute cancel on their appointment and then not want to pay you.
Exactly.
They would cancel an hour out. And literally, not because they were sick, not because of family emergency. They just didn't feel like going to the gym that day.
Yep.
And they would cancel. And then when I would charge them, I'm like, well, I'll charge you anyway. Furious.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be like, you fucking piece of shit. Like, I don't get paid if you don't show up.
So I just came here for funsies.
Right. So I'm hanging out.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I could have done something with my hour, but instead I'm here waiting for you and you fucked me and then now you don't want to pay.
No.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And last thing, just to clean it out, this is not a review. This is the Lowe's in Coeur d'Alene, 1.5 stars.
Whew.
I was just curious. Every single one I looked up, fucking people just trash them.
Yeah.
So maybe
it's easy to trash.
It's easy. Maybe if you have a nice experience at your, you know, local lumberyard or hardware store, I don't know. Maybe leave that review.
Give them a good one.
Maybe a good one.
Bounce that out to like maybe 1.75 stars.
Right, exactly.
Which is a big help.
Front page news.
Carol hates it.
Sparrow doesn't care.
How important do you think you are?
I know. That's what I love. Like, I'm going to call the local paper. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and call them. And they're going to hang the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a big story for you. Big story.
What is it?
Listen. I know you've been busy with some political stuff, but this blows everything out of the water.
Okay. What right? is it?
I went to Lowe's. I have returned something. They wanted to charge me a 10% restocking fee. So you're welcome. Hello?
Click.
Hello. Then I love she goes to the paper and leaves, oh, you just done did it.
Right.
Now I'm going national. I have a call into the Today Show.
To NBC.
To NBC to break this story nationwide.
She just shows up. She rolls out like on Jimmy Fallon. They just have her as a guest. All right, so tell us what happened.
They bump fucking Brad Pitt.
Right.
Hey, I know we're going to have Brad Pitt on today talking about his new movie, but
No.
We had to bump him.
These stocking
we
fees
have
are
Carol
out of control.
From Coeur d'Alene. She had to pay 10% restocking fee, and she's here to talk about it.
Take it away. You see how it goes. All right, let's move on to some happy stuff.
Okay,
and you
I
are
like
really going to like this week's Sliver of
yes.
Hope.
Sliver of Hope.
This was sent in by Dummy Ryan.
Okay.
And it's set up in meme version. I found the article version.
Yeah.
But this one's just a lot more to the point.
Okay.
So this is Zeus. He was stolen from his home in Montana a few months ago. Last week, he was found over 2,000 miles away in West Virginia. Since many airlines banned pit bulls, a relay team of 30 volunteers drove him all the way home in time for Christmas. 15 out of 10 for everyone involved.
Wow.
So here's the first one. And they all took little pictures with him.
Oh, he's such a nice dog.
I know. Here he is getting a ride in this car. And then here he is on the news getting back to his family.
Aww. That
his family.
Is amazing.
Butte, Montana. Look how happy that little girl is.
How the hell did he make it that far from home?
They stole him.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
They stole him and then drove away. And then they must have just been dumb enough to leave his tags on.
Right.
Or he got out somewhere and...
Man, yeah, that's awesome. Away. I mean, the odds... Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Have your dog make it back and all those people helping you. That's awesome. That's beautiful.
Humanity!
Not all bad.
Not always terrible all the time.
Not always calling the paper to report restocking fees.
I have some fun stuff to show you on the internet.
Let's do it.
To you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple. To you. From internet.
Now this product has been around for a while. At least the article is from July. God, dude, I'm going fucking blind.
And we got
July 18th.
Yeah, you gotta get those glasses.
2014. This is bad. I'm losing my mind here. So this is a
that is
selfie.
Pretty tiny. That is pretty tiny type.
So this selfie toaster can burn your portrait onto your morning toast.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's what I thought. How did I not hear about this thing?
What?
I don't know if this, I'll have to check if this was sent in. I feel like I found this one on my own.
That is amazing.
So,
that looks pretty good.
I know. So you load in a picture that you want it to print, and then it uses its magic and burns it on to the toast.
We got Kyler a weird product for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Or for his birthday, just recently. We got him a grilled cheese toaster.
Right.
Where you put the thing in as a sandwich, drop it in, and it just makes you a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Or you can do like a ham and cheese, grilled tuna melt, whatever. Uh-huh. But that is next level.
I have bad news.
Okay.
Because it is sold out until May of 2021.
Good for them.
It's coming up, but I'm guessing they just make as many as they can.
That's so smart.
And they all disappear probably every Christmas. Because they're sweet.
I would totally get that as a gag gift.
Yeah, totally. I'd get it as a gift. I'd show up with just weird. Yeah. I'd put in weird pictures.
Yeah.
And burn funny stuff on my kids' toast, like embarrass them. Like some letter, it's like, love you. Mm-hmm. Love you, Pepper. And then her sandwich has that burn on the top. It's like, God damn it. Will you stop doing it? Like, as you get older, it's progressively more gross.
Oh, yeah. I would just get, I was immediately thinking for Lindsay. I would just like make her a sandwich and each piece of bread would just be a dick on it.
Right. Why not?
Dick
and then boobs. And it says like funny words like piss shit. And it's burned out of the sandwich.
Right.
You're like, love you, babe.
Eat your piss sandwich.
Eat your piss sandwich,
eat
loser.
Eat your piss toast.
Eat your piss toast, loser. I'm just kidding. And every day, I'd be loading up new funny things to. And this next article is just intriguing to me. You see these from time to time where people are using tech to change the past. And one thing that comes to mind for me is that, like, when they take famous black and white photos and then put them in perfect color.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen those
and how
cool that is.
It's amazing, that color correction, yeah.
So this artist is recreating realistic images of well-known historical figures using AI. So
Whoa!
Here's William Shakespeare.
What?
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And then we go down.
Anne Boleyn. Oh, Henry the King, Henry VIII. Oh my God!
I know, isn't that crazy?
And that's not like a dude on the one side. That's just their digital recreation.
Yeah, they're just recreating.
It's so lifelike.
And my favorite is coming up. One second, just because it trips me out. And there.
Whoa, George Washington.
I never really think about. You see the paintings of George Washington,
right?
And he is a pretty goofy looking thing.
Yep.
But you've just seen it so much, you're used to it.
The hairstyles.
Now that it's put like a perfect person, I'm like, you dweeb.
Yeah, yeah.
You're lucky you're even president.
Oh my God. The hairstyles back then for guys were so fucking weird, in today's culture.
Yeah. So.
Oh man, Queen Elizabeth I.
Isn't that crazy?
Pretty wild. Yeah, Anne Boleyn. She's all right. She's a looker.
I know. That's it. I thought that was neat.
Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we will link to this article in the episode description. So if you want to see it, that's where it'll be.
Very cool.
Okay. Want to hear from our dummies?
I do.
Okay. Junk mail.
It's junk mail.
My eyes are like real bad today.
Yeah, what's going on with your eyes?
I don't know.
You need to get eye drops. Is it maybe the dry air?
I think.
Or do you need to legitimately get glasses?
I need glasses.
Okay.
I also need to learn how to read.
Okay.
It's a combination of I can't see and I can't read anyway. It's a bad combination. It's a
terrible convergence.
Yeah. So our first piece of junk mail coming in from Dummy Austin, who writes,
yeah.
Hey, Dan and Joe. One morning in July of 2018, while my wife was getting ready for work, she heard an alarming noise from the guest bedroom. Upon investigation, to her horror, she found a fan blade lodged in the wall of the van, still running.
No.
So this is going back to our...
Yeah.
So flopping back and forth on the ceiling, she ran downstairs to wake me up, and as you can imagine, it took me a minute for my groggy brain to even understand what she was saying. It's probably not what you were picturing either. The way my fan broke is way more terrifying than just the wooden blade shooting into the wall. Feel free to share the pictures, which I will here in just a second.
Okay.
After months of contacting the company, trying to get a new fan, and them sending me from one person to the next, we finally just broke down, purchased a new fan, and patched the wall. P.S. If this gets on the show, could you give a shout out to my big brother, John?
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
I moved several states away a couple years ago, and while it's difficult to stay in touch, your show has given us something to talk about.
Yes, Johnny!
Best Austin. So look at this photo, because this is terrifying. Zach, bring it the fuck!
Ooh.
So it broke off on the metal part, and then the metal spun around and stabbed through the wall.
That's fucking scary.
Like that would have...
If that would have hit your temple, you're done.
Yeah.
That literally would have killed you.
Or forehead.
Or chest.
Forehead, or neck.
Eye.
Yeah.
I mean, it jammed that metal hard into that sheetrock.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
God dang.
What a fun way to wake up, too.
That's nuts.
That was a JK. It would not be a fun way to wake up. Did you get that? It's a sarcasm.
sorry, yeah, I was so, my mind was fried. Yeah, that would not be fun.
Austin McLemore or McLemore. I don't know.
Old McLemore.
Old McLemore.
The old McLemore clan.
It's not smelled like how McLemore would be. So.
The old Mickley Ticklies.
It's throwing me off. This next one's a quick hitter, but it's super funny. Dummy David writes, just got the Natural Harvest Cookbook for my white elephant party. So this was sent in before Christmas.
Okay.
And people did not appreciate the humor as much as I thought they would. That was the book about cum. things that you could do with your cum.
Oh my God. Okay, yes.
Damn it.
I have a story. I'll talk after this. Okay.
So anyway, his friend Adam is the person who won the book.
Okay.
At the end of it, and he's not nearly as stoked as the one giving it. Congratulations. You know what to do with your cum.
Oh, funny.
Now it's not just a cum shot anymore.
Oh my God.
It's a recipe.
And white elephant is when you bring gifts to a party and you just don't know who's going to get your gift, right?
So I haven't done one in a while, but you just buy it and then you all put it in the middle and then you can change it. You can steal each other's gifts.
Yeah. Oh, like that's
As the night goes on. I'm not sure what the rules are on that. Why are we so disconnected with what the fuck white elephant's all about?
I know, because I know I've done it, but...
Because my kids just take every present, no matter what it is.
Because I went to one of those at my friend Brian's Christmas party years ago, and I was working at Playboy at the time.
Ooh.
Talk about, this is very similar to what happens here, but maybe even more embarrassing.
Okay.
And some sponsor of the show had given us this jack-off device.
Oh.
It was like this weird... It wasn't a fleshlight, but
it
was
would
like...
It jerk you off.
But it was, it was like a big... Like silicon, weird moving,
like a
squishy toy kind of thing.
I picture one of those, like those. I don't know. They have water and glitter
cylinder.
In them.
Yeah. Exactly.
The worm thing.
Yep. Worm thing. You put it in your dick and you jerk yourself off.
Hell yeah!
But it had a nice packaging. But it's like an odd gift.
So you're a nice package.
And so we give it at the party, and I thought it was just going to be Brian and his friends. His very conservative parents were at the party, and they were, when that was opened in front of everyone, it was a thing of who did that? Yeah. Who gave that? And then it was like, that was me. I thought it was just going to be like you and some friends. But it was so funny later because they had zero sense of humor about it.
Yeah. It reminds me, I'm not sure if I have shared this story on this show already, I'm sorry, but it's still fucking funny. Where I, without telling my brother, bought him a really nice butt plug for Christmas.
Right.
And like didn't mention it to him. It was super nice. It was expensive. It came in a wooden box, like with hay and a little note. And the note inside just said, "Love you, bro," is all it
that's
said.
Awesome.
But I didn't know is that they were opening parents with the in-laws. Like that's where the Christmas was gonna be. And so he had to open up a butt plug in front of his wife's parents.
From
his brother. Nice perfect glass butt plug in a butt plug in a like nice wood case.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, so we got one more message, then we'll wrap this thing up.
Okay.
This is from Dummy Dylan.
Dylan.
Says, "Dear Joe and Fred Flintstone, Frederick Johanneston Flintstonian, whatever your fucking
Johannesburg.
Name is. Oh, sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
This is in response to the To You From Internet segment where Joe showed flyers that the guy posted with funny stuff on them, like a picture of the horse, and it said, found this and I'm keeping it. Remember that guy?
Right.
So around 2011, when my buddies and I were in college, and a few of my friends posted flyers all over town saying a $500 reward for the best Wookiee impersonation, and left a voicemail and his number.
Oh.
So they left our friend Kevin's phone number. He received hundreds of calls and voicemails for weeks of people screaming into the phone like Chewbacca. He ended up hating it. We loved it. Hail Tripper Am. Love the podcast and love you dummies. That's a pretty good prank.
That is a very, very good prank.
I wonder if he changed his number eventually or just said whatever. Just wait for it to die down.
Blow up your buddy's phone like that. That's fantastic.
I vote you bring it back.
Do it again.
Do it. See, it'll be funnier this time around, Dylan.
Come on, Dylan.
Post it online.
Come on, Dylan.
Don't tell Kev.
Don't tell Kev.
And he will be immediately pissed. He will call you and you will laugh. And it's funny still.
It's worth it.
It is.
I mean, yeah, he has to change the number. But
who cares?
Come on.
You got to laugh. Well, that's it for our show.
That was a very fun show, I think.
Episode 25.
Yay.
Thanks to Zach Cohen, creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Logan Keith, pumping out the best merch in the podcast game. And again, Logan did say that people did send him email and said, "Logan, suck my dick."
Nice.
So store
good
at badmagicproductions.com. It's where you can have either merch questions or tell Logan to suck your dick. You can find us online at isweedumb.com and buy the threads at badmagicmerch.com. Our social media accounts are at isweedumb. And we have the new Is We Dummies,
right?
The private Facebook group, which if you get in right now, you have no tricky questions. Just get in there and have some fun. And it is a lot of fun. People are having a blast in there.
And please, if you do go in there, just the one thing we are currently asking, just to like not get shut down by Facebook, no more elk pictures, because there's been too many elk.
Yeah, so many fucking elk.
It's fucking ruining it. And so a lot of people are leaving the group just because of all the fucking elk that are in there.
Right, exactly.
So if you could just take down the elk a little bit to make it more fun for everyone else.
Surprisingly, there's a lot of people that think there's just too many elk.
There's too many elk
everywhere
in the Facebook group right now.
Hey, come on.
Call back to you OG listeners. brand new show. Episode 25, so we are moving along, but it does help out more than you know to go and rate or review our podcast wherever you can do that, which is, Apple and Google. For the most part. Spotify doesn't allow you to do shit. You just listen to it.
But you know what?
And that's important.
That's important.
But don't spend your time trying to rate and review it there.
No, just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
For what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on YouTube. That's fun to watch that grow. We have big hopes in 2021 on adding some new features to our YouTube channel.
And Pandora.
And Pandora, yes.
You can't rate it there either, but they love us.
Yes.
As Spotify does.
Yes.
So enjoy it there too.
Yeah. So all of the shows that we do at Bad Magic Productions are all on the same YouTube channel, and you can find that just by searching for Bad Magic Productions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wrap up today's show with a wow, neat dad joke.
Okay.
So get your straight face on there, bucko. And away we go.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow, neat dad joke.
This was sent in by dummy Kyle.
Okay.
And it's a three hitter. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Deer with no eyes. I don't know.
No idea. What about a deer with no eyes or legs?
I don't know.
Still, no idea. And a deer with no eyes, legs, or genitals?
I don't know.
Still, no fucking idea.
Okay, you know what?
Hey!
That was my favorite one. That was solid.
We got to give him a little...
Hey! No fucking idea.
No idea. And you hear that just without anybody
still
kidding.
No fucking idea.
Still no fucking idea.
You! Yeah! Bye!
Bye!
Thank you.
is we go!
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.